tomorrow's news today.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from Northern California. I'll be back in Austin tomorrow. It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. Our country is under globalist siege and under globalist attack. We are legally and lawfully taking back control of our country peacefully with the truth, and the enemy is striking with everything they've got. Guys, please close that door. I brought my wife and my youngest daughter with us on this trip to cover a new infiltration that was very successful at Bohemian Grove. And so I am here in Northern California. We're intending to come back a day early. So that's why a lot of this is happening. Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, a very famous whistleblower and a great patriot, was in the area. He is going to be joining us in the third hour right here with me. We have a former defense intelligence officer and lawyer and Green Beret, who is really dialed in. Ivan Rankin is doing an incredible job exposing the coup against America, joining us in 30 minutes. Daniel Esselin was on with us a month ago and predicted they would try to kill Trump imminently. He's going to be joining us as well. And I'm working on getting General Flynn and others on because we need their expertise at this point. Now, I want to be clear with everybody. Good things are happening. And the winds are turning against the enemy. We don't just have the momentum and the initiative and the truth on our side, God on our side. The masses are in the greatest awakening in history right now. We're seeing it everywhere. It is just amazing. And so praise God and keep praying, but keep taking action, keep speaking out, and keep letting the New World Order know that you did it. And I've been saying since Saturday, if we don't have top snipers and top Secret Service people and top security experts come out and confirm what I already know from them, that this was a total setup and a stand down to get Trump killed, they will deaden some of the mass awakening and Trump will still be in grave danger. If it's known that the globalists may lose their entire New World Order, as they're now officially saying at the WF and the UN, if Trump is reelected, then there'll be a spotlight on them that they have the motive, they have the background, their fingerprints are all over it, and they will not be able to carry out the next assassination attempt. They're going to try to blow his airplane up, truck bomb him, shoot him, poison him. I mean, we are in maximum danger now because they know there's nothing they can do to stop Trump. He'll win by 30 points. That overrides their fraud. So the good news is prominent Secret Service are coming out. But more importantly, prominent diplomatic security, Army Special Operations leaders that have led huge sniper contingents of hundreds of snipers in Iraq, Afghanistan, Europe, that have augmented the Secret Service. So the real pipetters. And one of those, Representative Corey Mills of Florida 7th District, who went on CNN and said, look, this was an inside job. He had help. They tried to kill the president. And the lady freaks out, the fake reporter, and says, oh, you're not saying it's Biden. You're not saying it's Biden. Which he's like, well, not quite saying it's him yet. But no, this is an organized group. That clip is coming up next segment that somebody shot off a television and the guy's talking over it. That's fine. It's like Archie Bunker, but the crew can find the actual CNN interview with them that's crisp and HD. It needs maximum push. I posted it on X. Okay. So he's just one of them. I've got a list of 9 different prominent, very well-known, respected military leaders who are also top of the line snipers who led counter sniper operations and sniper operations. And we've got Green Beret trainers coming out. We've got them all and people that have run these operations. And they say 100% what I told you, that this is a deep state assassination attempt on Trump. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Tell everybody you know and people you don't know, tune in now. The Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the road in Northern California. We have a raft of key intel and amazing, informative experts on what's really happened here. And as I've been saying for 3 days, it is, or 3.5 days, it is beyond paramount. It is essential to the maximum that we cut through this and see this for what this is, a deep state attempted assassination of President Trump by Mayorkas, who is in control of the Secret Service. I gave the analogy yesterday of this would be like if you lived in Minnesota in the winter and it gets to 25 below and you wake up at 6 in the morning and your wife's not cooking breakfast and she's walking out the front door with no clothes on with your kids into a blizzard. You're like, what are you doing? You've gone insane. Not having people on top the closest roof that was the police command building, hundreds of police inside, is 100% like throwing your newborn baby in the pool. It's murder. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is not negligence. This is deliberate stand down, and they need all the surveillance footage from inside that building. They need all the surveillance footage of who brought the shooter in, who brought him up to the inside of the top, and who let him run around. AP, Reuters, they're all admitting it. 26 minutes. We'll put those headlines on screen. It's buried in the New York Post articles and others that I did a video about last night, but we'll pull that up. 26 minutes. 26 minutes. I said 2 minutes because that's the videos I saw. 2 minutes. People going, he's on the top of the roof. He's got a gun. There he is. And then the police run away from it and get on the radios because they've been told clearly that they did not have shoot power. Okay. So that's another default you turn off. Normally, your sniper, counter snipers, have the green light to take somebody out, and it's their decision. And they did not have that. He was not even wearing a military or police uniform, ladies and gentlemen. So this is default that they did this. And now you have Congressman Corey Mills coming out and a whole bunch of other people I'm going to be quoting and playing you clips of here saying, don't listen to the BS. Don't listen to the media telling you this was just an accident. This was not an accident. Remember how they first said, oh, he fell. There was some noises. They said that for 8 hours. Oh, I guess Kennedy fell down too in Dallas. Trump was a half inch away from having his head blown off, just like JFK in Dealey Plaza. And then, of course, the lone gunman, after he gets his shots off, then you hear about 10 seconds after his final shots, then they get the green light. Now you kill the patsy because dead men tell no tales. So we have that whole quadrant, okay? And admitting it's an inside job, admitting it's a deep state operation, on its face, Mayorkas would not give Trump the security he needed, but still a building full of police and others, nobody on the roof. They were told not to do that. We need all the surveillance footage. The Trump team needs it. We need to get the names of who was in charge, the advance team, who was giving the orders. Everyone should be brought in and interrogated right now. And then we will find out who gave the orders and it will go right up to Mayorkas. We have them. We have them. But we have to now understand what's happening. I want to be very clear. there's a lot of cowards out there that first came out, Secret Service people on Fox News, and said, oh, this is just gross incompetence. They're idiots. No, they're not. They were told this was done, and they thought after they killed Trump, they would truck bomb a black church or a college or something and change the subject to that and would smoke screen and not have an investigation because they'd still be in control. But they failed, ladies and gentlemen. But the clock's now ticking, racing towards 0 hour because they're going to try to blow up Trump's airplane. They're going to try to truck bomb him. They're going to try to poison him. They're going to try to shoot him. This is going down now. Our country is under attack. We've lived in such relative peace and security for so long, people don't believe this is happening because of normalcy bias. If you study history, we have had, since World War II, almost 80 years, other than some big wars that got our troops killed and a lot of other people killed, relative security here like a bunch of domesticated animals, okay? And so people just cannot believe this is happening. It's like victims of crime. When they get kidnapped or mugged, they just can't believe, you know, that somebody just shot their husband walking out of a Target for no reason. This is happening, okay? So this is going down. And the reason I've been so intense is because my brain has launched to a trillion miles an hour, and I am permutating all the different calculations and the things that are happening. And the enemy is defeated if they don't kill Trump. It's over. And even if they kill Trump, that's going to backfire and blow up. But what comes after they kill Trump is killing Biden and blaming it on Trump supporters. And that gets both their problems out of the way. And that's why Biden in his videos, and I meant to play this yesterday, pull up Biden's White House Oval Office response about peace and love and let's all work together. He is, for the first time, that arrogant, evil pedophile lawyer looks completely scared because he's not the one that gave this order. And he knows he's next. And he knows he's having his funding cut off by Obama. But I guarantee you, Obama and the globalists and the Rothschilds and the deep state, the CIA director, Carnegie Endowment head, got together in a room a month ago. And so we're going to kill Trump before he goes to Milwaukee, before he gets the official nomination, so we can place somebody new in there that's ours and maybe even get rid of Biden and put in a Republican puppet they could work for because they know the Democratic Party's done. See, that's the calculations. That's what they said in the meeting, because I see all the calculus and all the trigonometry and all the algebra all right there in the political mathematics of this. So that's what they did in the meeting. And they said, nobody's going to buy a Democrat now. Our field is, you know, everybody hates him. We'll kill Trump. And then the Republican establishment will bring in who they want at the Milwaukee operation now taking place at the RNC. And then Biden would segue out, pardon his son, and then they would move into a new warmongering neocon leader, probably Marco Rubio. In fact, I believe that's probably he was probably in on it as well. Now, that's speculation, but that's what you do in a war when you're a general, is you have all the intel, all the data, and then you've got to be decisive and make the decision of what's happening, and then you've got to decide that's what's happening, and you nail it. And that's what's happening. Okay? So this is it, and they know I know how to war game this stuff. That's why 5 weeks ago, the Justice Department gave orders to the U.S. trustee and to the CRO, and they admitted this to the security people, I now learned this last week, and to the lawyers. And they said a lot of it on the stand, but I didn't understand what they were saying. They were given the order because we were a, quote, security threat to take us off the air without a court order. The judge came in, fired them all, just said, this is insane. So the deep state is that desperate. And I said then, they're about to kill Trump. They're about to launch World War III. They would not have the Justice Department 5 weeks ago saying, shut me down. And I had Laura Logan on. That's where you can find the clips, guys. Go to the Laura Logan interview. I said probably 15 times, this means they're going to kill Trump. This means they're going to false flags. This means it's martial law. It's not about me. I'm a watchman sentry vanguard that gives intel to the public and that is listened to by Elon Musk and Trump and all of them. They know that I'm inside their head. They know I track their operations. Okay? And it's a gift from God, and it's a gift of being totally immersed in this. So they had to get me off air, and that's why I was so freaked out. I said, folks, they're making their move. This is it. Without court orders, calling up and saying, I'm a lawyer. This is from the Justice Department. You will close the doors today. You will throw Alex Jones out right now. And they said, no, we're not. Again, those, and I knew it had to be orders from the Justice Department, and it was. They've been heavily involved in this case, at my depositions, all of it. So this is going down right now. Now, I want to play you a clip of Yuval Noah Harari yesterday the spokesperson for the UN, the WEF, they're one organization, saying if Trump wins, it's over for the New World Order. And it is over for the New World Order. We want prosperity. We want to work with Russia. We want to work with other countries. We want industry. We want space travel. We want free energy. We want a future. We don't want war and World War III and pedophilia and transgenderism and depopulation and poison shots. And now this new video is leaked of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm glad it leaked, of Trump admitting that the vaccine's bad and that it's killing children. I told you Trump knows that. And now, but he knows they'll use it against him if he comes out and admits it. So that process is happening. That's the hand of God again, protecting all of us and protecting Trump. And again, I know all the inside baseball, folks. I don't try to sit up here and brag about this stuff, but I talk to Republican leadership. I talk to the patriots that are in intelligence, the highest levels, and they tried to recruit me when Trump first got in to officially work in their operation, and I respectfully declined. I said, I want to work on my own, and I just it's too cloak and dagger. I had to be separate from government. But I was involved in the first launching of Q, and I sit there and tell people that, and they go, oh, yeah, right. I mean, folks, I was in a meeting with J.D. Vance a month ago. Rob Dew was right there. And he's a great guy, and he's defended me when I was being censored. When he wasn't a senator, when he was a senator, and he told me, I said, so I hear you probably got it. He goes, yeah, I got it. I'm getting it. I'm the VP. And he didn't say, don't tell anybody. He just knew. I knew, don't say anything. And I was like, okay, and I didn't say anything. So just to give you a little idea, folks, okay, is I met with J.D. Vance. Rob, you were there. Was it a month ago, 3 weeks ago?
In Detroit.
Yeah, and you and guys were right there at the door when I was in the room meeting with him. So I'm trying to explain to you, this is the major leagues here. Okay, people try to like spin this and spin that. We've got our finger on the pulse. The government listens to me. Musk listens to me. People know I know what I'm talking about. I told Musk a month ago with Tucker Carlson, I said, you need to get more security now. You're much dangerous, Trump. And Musk responded and said, I agree. I think you're right. I'm upping my security. Okay? So they want me taken out because I understand the enemy. And I don't say that to brag. I say it so you listen to me and understand I know what I'm talking about. And I explained that I'm a canary in the coal mine. When they sent the Justice Department in to shut us down outside of a court order, that's illegal vigilante insanity. That was out of pure desperation ahead of the assassination of Trump. And I called it. I said, you're about to kill Trump. In the Laura Logan interview, at least 10, probably 15 times, I kept parroting it. This isn't about me. 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 And when the zeitgeist gets this intense, this has only happened like 4 or 5 times in my life now. Okay. I start going, and I was during the breaks throwing up because it's so intense knowing this and wanting to stop it and wanting people to listen. Well, guess what? I've been puking the last 3 days, folks. I puked right before I went on air because my brain is like, you don't want anything in your belly. You got to be totally focused. God's like, do I have your attention? Okay. Because they're going to start pure World War III with Russia. They are going to invoke Article 5 and they're going to bring Ukraine into NATO. That's why they want Trump dead. Number one, because he's going to end World War III. Now, if World War III doesn't get you in the pit of your stomach, you know, that feeling in the stomach so strong, then that's like God grabbed by the gut and saying, you hear me, son? So that is what's going on. That's God saying, get your head screwed on straight right now. And that's where we are. So re-upload the entire Laura Logan interview and say, watch Alex Jones' interview with Laura Logan where he predicts imminent assassination of Trump. I say it probably 20 times until she got sick of hearing me say it. I was like, this isn't me. This isn't me. This isn't me. It's like you got a watchman on the tower, an arrow hits him. You know the enemy's about to try to come over the wall. Okay, so I'm a frontline operative America and freedom, just independently operating and analyzing the enemy. I'm a Paul Revere. So are you. And that's why I knew all this was coming. And now I'm telling you what's coming next. And I think you don't need me to tell you this. You can see it. So here's Yuval Noah Harari admitting that if they don't get Trump, they go down. Here it is.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again
shortly? I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Okay, now again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So it's on the table. We're under attack. We're under New World Order attack. Everyone is in grave danger. Your futures are all on the line. And if you want to just run around and go play golf today or just act like this is a Netflix program, it's not. This is an entertainment. Trump getting shot right by the right through his ear is not a game. 1 degree over, it hit him in the back of the brain. A little bit of a degree different, right through. So that's where we are. We should be praying. We should be active. We should be calling the White House, calling Congress, calling C-SPAN, calling all the fake conservative talk show hosts who are just debating whether or not there was negligence or not. There wasn't negligence. It was a deliberate stand down by a group. Now, we did get the HD of it. There's Representative Corey Mills, 7th District in Florida, on CNN, and they freak out, and they've now removed this off the CNN website. They almost cut his feed and say, how dare you say Biden did this? He says, I didn't say that. I say an organized group. And he led whole sniper and counter-sniper operations, huge ones, like when the president would go to Afghanistan or Iraq. He led those. So he knows what he's talking about. He's a congressman. He's a top expert. And I've got literally 7 or 8 more of them on my list with video clips coming up. But here he is.
Information about it. We've also heard that up to 20 plus minutes that this individual is up on the roof making its way.
And he could have, he should have been seen, right?
And that 2 different civilians who were attending the rally had taken photos and actually sent this to local law enforcement. We also had heard about local law enforcement accessing the roof and having the rifle pointed at them, in which case they had retreated. You know, I look at all of these things and I look at different videos where an assailant will pull a firearm on a law enforcement officer, and the first thing they do is they immediately pull and draw and mitigate the threat and the risk. You know, I ask why the local law enforcement officer did not do so. The other thing is that when you set up an advanced team, I keep hearing this about the perimeter elements.
Yeah.
You know, the perimeter is actually established by your threats that are in the area. So if I don't have any threats outside of 100 yards, okay, fine, I can cordon off a certain area. But if I have a building 160 yards perfectly adjacent to the stage, that's an obvious threat, especially with an elevated position that has overwatch. Mm-hmm. That's a sniper's paradise. And, you know, we talk about Eagle's Nest. You also have, which no one talks about, but the water tower.
So what I'm hearing from you is it's not a failure on the ground for sure, but 100%. Also a failure in advance?
I think it's a failure in advance. I think it's a failure to have the counter-snipers to be able to establish their range fan and their sketch maps.
I also heard, we've also learned that local snipers were stationed inside that building.
I haven't heard that piece of it yet, but that doesn't necessarily make sense unless they were actually in a window which was backed off. Because a lot of times you'll get yourself in there. Sometimes you expose your rifle in a way to try and do a force protection or a show of force that actually stops things. Others are actually more tactical where they'll sit back a little bit. But a sniper for the law enforcement is only trained to shoot about 75 yards, unlike your counter-sniper teams that are on set. But here's my problem. In having done this for so long, they always say the adage of ignorance is bliss, and I think that's true. I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. I actually heard you say this right the day after, which I wanted to ask you about. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
you mean an intentional failure on the part of?
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I got to just, I sit here and I scratch my head, and you don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning towards.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so?
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's another. I mean, you, Corey Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. What, when you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, it almost seems to me, and I think that an investigation is necessary at this point within Congress, not just the FBI, not just others. You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, let's just say that it was like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take you off the stage.
Whoa. So let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's run in the special operations communities before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Donald Trump and his team have said,
I agree.
Dial it back. Do not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear.
Who's the they, then?
Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation has to do. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right?
My point is this.
From a perspective of someone who's actually conducted these are not difficult advances. This is not like I'm putting together a stage placement in a tight shot. This is about looking at your surroundings. What is my green, yellow, and red route, which is your routes out in case? What is my actual elements of that I need to be looking at as far as mitigating threats or risks or increased levels? Where's my range fan for the sniper that says, okay, here's my 100, my 200, my sketch. Here's an area where someone could shoot. Here's my thing.
So let's just say it's a Royce element. You're saying this is so basic that how big the screw up was, that's what's leading your brain down the road.
That's exactly right, in a way. Here's the other thing.
Tom Emmer was just on with me, and he said very specifically to me, I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. He said very clearly, it is too early to be talking about who is at fault and who is.
Okay, go ahead and cut the feed. Now that we have the full clip, re-upload it with a similar headline to what I put out earlier. Congressman and sniper expert says clearly a group was helping. This guy was an inside job. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 450 feet away. It's the police command building. They're all inside of there. They clearly brought him in and put him up there, and he was up there 26 minutes, and he had a rangefinder aiming it at Trump. Everybody's like, there's a guy with a gun up there. I'd said 2 minutes because I looked at the clock. People, for 2 minutes, he's up there. Police run away from the guy, and this goes on for 26 minutes? Give me a break, people. There is no doubt about this. Stop letting him mind control you. They just tried to kill him. They've been saying they want to kill him. We've got to go to break in a few minutes. Former Green Beret and DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, really genius. Ivan Raiklin, war hero, is going to be joining us coming up. He's done an incredible job in the Battle of the Republic, going all over Congress and showing who the deep state is and how they ran the operations against Trump and what they're planning now. He totally agreed with me this morning when I talked to him. He's in his car now, driving to Milwaukee. He's almost there. He flew into Chicago. And he's going to be getting there into Milwaukee in the next couple hours. He's going to be joining us from the road coming up. The first thing he's going to look at is how far back they put the barricades so they can't truck bomb Trump. That's all coming up. But I've got more sniper experts for you when we come back. Before we go to Raiklin, I'm going to play a very important clip for you, and it's clip 25. Matthew Murray, former Green Beret Special Forces sniper, with the highest scores, that's best of the best, chimes in on the shooting and says it is 100% inside job by the advance team and by whoever was in control on the ground. Default, no one on the roof. No one. And he explains, and by the way, the congressman also goes into this later, I didn't play the whole clip, that the number one thing is the high ground. Okay, it's more important than who's even around Trump. Because if you've got a building right here, that's where the sniper's going to go. So this is the default thing you do. We have them. They did it. Mayorkas was in control of the Secret Service. He did it. He's not the suspect. He's the guy. By his bare orders to pull security, he did this. But they brought the shooter in. Mayorkas just tried to kill the president. He was given orders by Obama. Above that, the CIA. We'll be right back.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people. protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states, so the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
These are the times that try men's souls. These are the times where we show who we really are. And I've watched all these other people for 3.5 days get there and say, okay, it's a failure, but we don't know why. No, it was an inside job. You just heard a top sniper commander, member of Congress, Representative Corey Mills, 7th District, Florida, say it was clearly an inside job. A group brought him in. They protected him. We had all the footage inside the police command center, which was the building 450 feet away where the shots were fired from. This was a deep state attempt to kill the president. By the grace of God, they failed. They will try again. And we need to put the spotlight on them. Most of these other people don't want to come right out and spotlight the enemy so they don't try it again. If you don't expose that they're the culprit, they have the motive, they cut the funding, bare minimum Mayorkas, they will make the move only by massive public understanding of this. Because I hate being right about this stuff all the time and being proven right later. I need to be proven right by stopping them. Because I don't just tell you stuff before it happens so that I'm proven right. That's why the enemy wants me off air. I'm telling you this because it's a fact. There's no debate. There's no discussion. We're in the middle of a tug of war with the American people trying to get control of our republic. Trump wants to not have war with Russia. World War III, that's why they decided to kill him. and they're going to try to blow his airplane up, truck bombing, shooting, poisoning. That's all on the table. Ivan Raiklin, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly a lawyer, Green Beret, super smart. He has been dead on in Congress. He's been targeted now by the deep state because he's exposing the deep state, giving them a list of how they operate in their command and control system. You have to admit there's a deep state. You have to know who the enemy is. You have to have a deck of cards who they are. You got to say, we know you're behind this, and you indicted Trump a whole bunch. We are going to have our local governments we control indict your asses and put you on the defensive. The enemy has lost. They have nothing they can do. If they kill Trump, they're going to end up losing down the road. It's just going to be a civil war that they stage between the people, but it'll really be a war against them. And if he gets in, they're going to lose. And that's the path we want. That's the best path that will have the least bloodshed. But they have nowhere to go. They're cornered. I know these enemies. They will not give up. But their minions will give up. And their minions who just stop following orders and start whistleblowing and go public. And you can save the world from World War III. Anybody that studies history understands this knows the path of these megalomaniacs, Mayorkas and Obama and the globalists and the CIA director, the Carnegie Endowment, and this group thinks they can operate through their minions and do this. But we've got way more people than they've got. And if they go to full war, every permutation of this shows they're all destroyed. Now, obviously, myself, Tucker Carlson, President Trump will be dead. Elon Musk, they're coming for him. Okay, if they would have killed Trump, and I've said this 100 times last month, I said, it's imminent, 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 imminent. I said, they would have killed Trump Saturday. Hit teams were going to be dispatched immediately to take out people they know will not sell out. And the more they escalate, the more we escalate. And I know Joe Rogan well. He is totally awake, as much awake as I am. He will become incredibly more hardcore now. And so is Elon. Elon's for real. And so is Tucker. He's for real. So this is life and death. When I get up here, it's because the only course we've got is to stop these people. Okay, my children, your children, it's a whole future. We've got to be men, and we've got to have courage, and we've got to do the right thing and stick ourselves out there. And it's very heartening to see all these special operations people and Secret Service and members of Congress that are sniper commanders and led major operations come out and say, this is an inside job. Okay, well, we won't say it's Biden yet, but it's an inside job. Okay, because they thought they'd have Trump out of the way and they would just cover this up. No, they failed. We have them. We have them now. All right. I want to go to Ivan Raiklin here, who just joined us on the road. Hopefully he's got a good connection. But I wanted to get Chase Geiser, who's back at the InfoWars Command Center, to give his brief take on this. I'm going to play a short clip of a Green Beret sniper expert talking about this. We'll go to Ivan Raiklin. But, I mean, listen, how many times did I tell you on air and off air, Chase Geiser, when the Justice Department tried to shut us down without a court order, I said, this isn't about us. They're going for Trump. They're going for Trump. This is go hour. This is go hour. This is go hour. This is zero hour. Yeah. It is on. This is it. We're just sentries on the parapets. And when we see arrows start shooting and enemies rush over the hill with a battering ram, I'm like, get to the main gate, defend the gate and raise the drawbridge. And like literally, finally, the drawbridge is getting raised right now, right as the enemy runs out. I mean, we are so close, Chase.
Absolutely. Well, for the last 6 weeks or so here at InfoWars, it's been a lot like the Battle of Hoth. It's always a little bit like the Battle of Hoth with the chaos and the Empire outside trying to blast down the shield generator. And we're trying to keep Alex in the chair, but he wants to go away in the Millennium Falcon. But I remember distinctly speaking to you, Alex, amidst the climax of recent developments here at InfoWars. You asked me, you specifically said, what do you think they have planned? It's got to be something big. And I said, honestly, Alex, I think they just want you off air before the election. And you're like, no, there's something big coming. And this was it, in my opinion. In my opinion, they knew at the highest levels that there was going to be an attempt on the president's life. They thought it was going to be successful. And I firmly believe, it's a matter of faith, but I firmly believe that the reason that they wanted you off the air so desperately in recent weeks relative to them trying to take you off of the air for the last several years is because they knew at the highest levels that this was going to happen, and they didn't want you covering
it. Absolutely. Chase, we're on record saying it was the Trump assassination. And yes. False flags. I totally agree. We'll come back to you. We're so blessed for the crew and the great work they're doing. Pray for InfoWars. Please get the new Trump bulletproof t-shirt and support the operation. We back Trump. InfoWarsStore.com. We need funds in this fight. Now, I want to play this short clip. We're going right to Ivan Raiklin, who I'll hold in the next hour a little bit. And I appreciate him holding as he drives into Milwaukee right now. Let's go ahead now and pull up this clip. This is clip 25. This is Matthew Murray, former Green Beret Special Forces sniper. And he just says, look, it's an inside job, period. Just like Congressman Corey Mills just said. Here it is.
What's going on, everybody? I'm here to tell you why the shooting of President Donald Trump yesterday, without a doubt in my mind, was a planned and coordinated attack on the president inside our government, our local agency, or police force. Here's why. My name is Matthew Murphy, and I am a retired Green Beret, retired from the Special Forces Group, but I'm also a level one sniper, which means that I have graduated the highest level of training for snipers that you can do in special operations. We're trained, I'm going to avoid confidential or classified terminology, we're trained in assassinations and counter assassinations for the very reason, case in point, yesterday, the shooting of President Donald Trump. So, first of all, anywhere the president's going to go, there are teams from the Secret Service that go out days, if not weeks, if not months, before the president will ever be at that spot. And they do a site security assessment. And they do that with the local police forces and agencies to ensure that every potential security threat or vulnerability is secured and, of course, protected against. Now, this is done way before Donald Trump will ever get there, and they know every place that the president will be, and the sniper team especially is responsible for ensuring that no one can take a shot at the president. Now, that does not mean that the sniper team just sets up with their guns and scans the crowd and shoots. No, what they do, the most important thing they do pre-Donald Trump showing up, is within a 360-degree environment of that podium of the president, they ensure that there is not a place that is open that will be accessible by someone with a rifle to take a shot at the president. So they make sure those places are barricaded off, inaccessible, and heavily guarded, so there is no way you are going to get to the place where you can even shoot the president with a rifle before the president shows up. Then they scan the crowd and those places with a rifle just in case by some miracle you do. Now, you're not going to tell me, I don't care who you are, don't listen to the media, nonsense anyways, I think most of us know that by now, that some 20-year-old kid that looks like he played Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement is trained on a gun, especially a sniper rifle like that, is a registered Republican, and then can access anywhere near the vicinity of that crowd, of that event, with him not dressed in a uniform and that sniper rifle. He was wearing American flag t-shirt and pants, and he had a rifle. You're gonna tell me that that kid went through all the levels of security, somehow got into the closest building to the president, then accessed the rooftop of the closest building to the president, then had the time to unpack his rifle, lay down in the prone, and then take 5 to 8 well-aimed shots at the president before he was decisively engaged by the Secret Service's counter-sniper teams or a local police department. I don't know who they were. Most likely police. You're going to tell me all that happened and a 20-year-old kid did that without it being heavily planned, coordinated, and people on the inside making it happen? There is absolutely no way possible that that kid was able to get up there and take those shots at the president without a lot of internal help. So someone in that local, or some people inside that local police department agency or the Secret Service is compromised and is a threat to our president. So we need to stop worrying about that damn shooter and start worrying about who allowed this shit to happen. And President Trump, if you need an American to protect you who's actually good at sniping and stopping this crap, give me a call. I'll do it for free. Everybody have a good day. God bless.
Corey Comparator, a firefighter, shielded his wife and daughter and was shot and died. This was real. These were real bullets. The left's running around saying this didn't really happen because they failed. But I'm going to explain this one more time, then go to Ivan Ranklin. 26 minutes, the mind control person they put up there was hesitating. He's up on the roof. He's got a rangefinder aiming it at Trump. Everybody, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. I saw 2-minute clips of that. I said it was 2 minutes, which is a lifetime. This was 26 minutes on top of the building that's the police command center. They brought him in. They protected him. They sent him up to the top. And they told the snipers when they were on the radios, shoot, 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 don't. So they did this. They've been caught. Now, Ivan Ranklin is a former Green Beret. He's also a lawyer. He's also was in the Defense Intelligence Agency, works for General Flynn. He's done yeoman's work in the information war in Congress, spotlighting the deep state and what their plans are to get them on their heels Ivan, thank you for holding while I went through this analysis. This is an epic moment. We talked this morning. You agree with me that the enemy is in full attack mode. We need to get them off balance. They're already off balance. They're making their move. No matter what happens now, this must be faced. We must fully commit and be honest about what we're facing. This is the true battle for the Republic. The entire United States is now a war zone. It already was with COVID that they launched against us. And so we have to admit what we're up against to be able to face it and deal with it. And you're meeting with major law enforcement groups around the nation as well. Been warning them this was coming so we can mobilize against this. It's now time to pick a side. Ivan Raiklin.
Alex, thanks for having me back on. When we discussed this topic of conversation in February, when we went through the path of what's the most likely course of action for the deep state, the dangerous, and then the most dangerous course of action, I basically said that if they fail to stop Trump from securing the nomination at the RNC or going into the RNC, their only path forward was exactly what we saw. Luckily, it was a failed assassination attempt, because now, I mean, there's so much to unpackage here. I'm sitting here in Racine, Wisconsin, at the epicenter of the establishment within the Republican Party, the established Republican Party, that was, I would argue, at a minimum, allowed for all this escalatory political violence to take place. I always have to ask the question, how much was Reince Priebus, at a minimum, allowing Steve Bannon to be persecuted and prosecuted? Because you got to remember, politically, they were competing for a chief of staff role at the early stages of the 2017.
And by the way, Ivan, just let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you and start over. This is critical intel. You came on February and said when they fail and when these cases get shut down, they're going to try to kill him. And it's not about saying you're right. People will listen to something that's like that. You've recently done interviews and videos that have gotten 50 to 100 million views. You have broken through to the maximum victory level. You send that to my crew. We'll repost it on X. Your interview with me, the clip, you did predict this with devastating accuracy. And we don't do that to say, oh, look, we're smart. We know the enemy battle plan. People better listen. I forgot you actually laid all this out in the threat escalation ladder and that the assassination was coming next on my show in February.
Yeah, luckily they missed. And you showed it as I was talking. The only reason why he's still alive today, by God's grace, as soon as the trigger was pulled, he leans forward and turns his head to the screen that he's referring to. Literally, he does that at the time from the when the trigger is pulled. After it's pulled, he moves forward slightly and then turns. And that is the only reason why it only grazed his ear. Otherwise, it could have been really close to his temple. I mean, it's I don't know what else to say on that note. Now, going back to political violence, you're starting to talk about it. We always advocate for peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical procedure in everything, due process, the constitutional order. They are now escalating to a point where before it was kind of hidden political violence, where they were devastating and physiologically destroying and mutilating people through the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab incident and all the jabs that were, you know, laced out to the entire country that were funded, obviously, by Mr. Fauci. So they slaughtered their political opponents through the forced illegal, like the DOD mandate. The law enforcement. So they castrated our law enforcement from critical thinkers as well as type A warriors, both in law enforcement and the military. So at a minimum, you had a law enforcement that was hesitant to go after threats. And probably more so, it was an inside job, like you're saying, because more and more evidence is starting to show that. One other thing I'll say is their political violence continues to escalate. And the attack pieces that came after me last week was trying to frame me as somebody that's, you know, the biggest villain in the history of humanity, short of Alex Jones and Donald Trump and others. But what I was able to do was to pivot the conversation from, hey, I'm not calling on it. I'm explaining to you in a reciprocal fashion that, hey, you already set the precedent because you are conducting this political violence, meaning you are doing live stream SWAT raids of Roger Stone. You are doing kidnappings of Roger Stone, of Steve Bannon, of Peter Navarro. You are, what else are they doing? They are doing conducting armed robbery and burglary of Mike Lindell, of, you name the person, the January 6th.
You said this morning, Ivan, they are vigilante. So they're trying to shut us down 5 weeks ago without a court order. They are completely desperate because we're winning nonviolently like the way we're supposed to. But what do you do in military history? I know you know this. When your enemy moves out of the rules of war moves out of chivalry and into full war. They are putting us into that position, and I want the enemy to understand. I've war gamed this out. If they push it into a hot war, they have no idea our people are everywhere. And once the gloves are off, they're off. The globalists need to know their position. You agree with me that they're in a very weak position. If they don't kill Trump, absolutely, they're in a better position. If they do, I've looked at the angles of this. They will be defeated, though it's going to be highly destructive.
Yeah, their legitimacy continues to go down as people see that January 6th was a setup, just like this potentially was a setup with the failed assassination attempt. The murder of Ashley Babbitt, the murder of Roseanne Boylan, you know, it just continues to escalate. It's becoming more transparent for the entire American public. And luckily, Elon Musk is actually showcasing all of this. And if he moves to the next level, which I suspect we're kind of like on short final, where I think Elon Musk is going to finally work with Schellenberger and Taibbi to release the mother of all, what I call the mother of all Twitter files.
No, that's right. I can tell you right now that Elon Musk, behind the scenes, Elon Musk is hardcore. He's like me or you. So yeah, Musk is going to go all in. You notice within minutes of them trying to kill Trump, he gave a full endorsement.
Yep. That was fantastic. So here's what I say. Early on, you mentioned, you know, those lower level folks that weren't really in on it, but observed some of this corruption and escalatory egregious behavior within the leadership of our government. I put out a tweet, and I'm going to repeat this here, Alex. You folks that are listening in from the U.S. government, all branches and all departments, you have until September 3rd to come out as a whistleblower. Because if you don't, guess what? You are going to be treated similar as a co-conspirator to those that were involved in the treasonous activity over the last 10 years, starting with a legal spying operation on the Trump campaign. We will address you. We, America, will address you in the most peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical manner allowable under the law across all counties that are red, across all states that are red. And eventually, if we somehow miraculously are able to regain the White House, you will also be boxed in from the White House on down. We will sandwich you in a way that you will regret maximally that you didn't come out as a whistleblower.
September 3rd is the day after
Labor Day.
Let's be clear, Ivan. You're not a fake. You're the real deal. I'm the real deal. We're all real. We're not like all these lawyers and people that run the globalists that work through other people and have no idea how this is. We don't get up here and just say this stuff. I don't say things like, to the enemy, you've lost, give up now, without it being real. Okay, well, you know, 20 years ago, I said we were losing. 10 years ago, we were losing. We've been winning the last 5 years. We are winning. The whole world's waking up. And I'm just telling the globalists and I'm telling their minions, you need to give up now, because here's the deal. We don't want to do the things you want to do to us. But if you bring us into that wheelhouse and you make us take the gloves off, I mean, I can tell you, if you could see spiritually and mathematically and militarily, us, we're like a 800-foot giant savage creature, okay, with bristling with weapons, okay? So you need to understand, if you want war with us, you have no idea who you're messing with. Real men have restraint, okay? Real men in the psychological operation of predators have governors. The meaner and more powerful a man is, the more sweet and loving he is, because he's not a psychotic. But if you push us into these realms, I want to assure the globalist, I want to assure all of you, none of you will ever escape your fate. And I agree with you, Ivan. We have to set a date for everybody to say which side they're on. Ivan, continue.
Yeah, the reason why it's September 3rd is because on September 3rd, it's the day after Labor Day. Everybody's back from summer vacation, whether you're in Congress or from vacation or recess. Number two, it's when we find out who the eventual nominee is going to be for the Democrats, because the week prior is going to be the DNC convention in Chicago. Once we have that set, I think the ball is in Elon Musk's court to go ahead and release that mother of all Twitter files to show America and the world all the raw evidence that proves all of the conspiracies from the COVID con with the Fauci files, from the illegal spying operation. Because you got to remember, John Brennan's got a Twitter account. Jim Comey's got a Twitter account. And all the people on that deep state target list, when you take all of their communications in the collective, internal Slack channels at Twitter, emails from employees of Twitter with these governmental and former governmental actors. And then number three, their direct messages in Twitter in the collective, as that's being curated and provided to the sheriffs at the county level and DAs, And we basically motivate those DAs and sheriffs to say, hey, look at what Alvin Bragg did with no evidence, and look at what Fannie Willis did with no evidence. Here is your evidence.
We will have the complete evidence of the we will have the complete blueprint of their treason.
Absolutely. Full stop.
So let's war game now.
And then one more thing. So once that evidence is out there, Alex, then here's what the American public can do. They can then demand their state legislatures to exercise their Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 authorities to allocate their presidential and vice presidential electors. Meaning, imagine a time where live on C-SPAN, on InfoWars, on X, we show all 50 state capitals, legislative bodies, voting in person live, like we saw with the speaker vote in January of 23, where these state reps and state senators are voting for the nominee. If everybody votes by party, guess what? The Republican nominee garners 274 electoral votes, like right now. That circumvents all the illegals voting. That circumvents the digital fraud, the software fraud, the machine fraud, the foreign interference, the all the different levels of retail, wholesale, and all the different analog and digital fraud mechanisms that are in place. The suck-up bucks. Everything is circumvented, and it is the state legislature live in person. Everybody gets to see it. And if they vote against the Republican nominee, then guess what? The community gets to deal with them, similar to how we did with Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney at a minimum. So I suspect they're going to have to vote for Trump for his
to secure a re-election. That's right. And so you're laying out, now that he survived, it will happen. And that's a great idea that you and General Flynn and others like Colonel McGregor has been calling for an emergency snap election through the Electoral College. You're absolutely right. But let's war game this. Let's go to break. Do 50 more minutes with me. And then we've got a bunch of other huge guests joining us. But let's go into the enemy mind now. You've laid out blueprints for victory peacefully. But let's talk about in war game what the enemy is going to do. We've got about a minute and a half to break. But give us a little prelude to what you think's going on with Mayorkas that obviously ran this attack. And his higher ups, they are quiet. They are desperate. We're not hearing about Biden anymore. They are on their heels right now, but they're going to make decisions very soon. And I believe they're going to go all the way. So how do we stop that?
They're losing the information, kind of like you said, information war. I suspect that what we haven't seen yet is the cyber shutdown. Okay. And the cyber shutdown is going to include.
Stay there. Ivan, we got to go to break. You're absolutely right. Exactly. Cut the power off. Say the Russians did it. That's what I said yesterday. That's the next move. Ivan Raiklin, Defense Intelligence, you name it, Green Beret, Great Patriot. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Everybody, share the links on X. Share the links at Infowars.com/show. You're the Paul Revere's.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine, Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.